You are listening to Mary's Castle podcast, and this is a new episode of Time with Father Felix. The daily Catholic biblical readings and reflections brought to you by Reverend Father Felix Chiebafo from Ghana. Stay tuned.
The peace of the Lord be with you. Today is the Thursday of the 8th week in Ordinary Time. Saint Justin, Sirach 42, verse 15, 25, Mark 10, 46 to 52. I will remind you of the works of the Lord and tell of what I have seen. By the words of the Lord, his works come into being, and all creation obeys his will. The Lord has not granted to the holy ones to tell of all his marvels, which the Almighty Lord has solidly constructed for the universe to stand firm in his glory. He declares what is past and what will be, and uncovers the traces of hidden things. Not a thought escapes him. Not a single word is hidden from him. He has imposed an order on the magnificent works of his wisdom. He is from everlasting to everlasting. Nothing can be added to him, nothing taken away. He needs no one's advice. How desirable is his works, how dazzling to the eye. They all live and last forever. Whatever the circumstances are, they all obey him. My dear brothers and sisters, take a moment to reflect on the greatness of our God. He made all things just by his word, and they came to being. God is all-knowing. The present, the past, and the future lay bare before him. And we are told of nothing escapes from him. That is why God remains a mystery for your thoughts. Words and actions are all known to your God. Indeed, he is great. The Gospel. As Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples, a large crowd followed. Bartimaeus, that is the son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting at the side of the road. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout and to say, "Son of David, Jesus, have pity on me." And many of them scolded him and told him to keep quiet. But he only shouted all the louder, "Son of David, have pity on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him here." So they called a blind man. "Courage," they said, "get up, he is calling you." So throwing off his cloak, they said, "Get up, he is calling you." He jumped up and went to Jesus. Jesus spoke, "What do you want me to do for you?" "Rabboni, let me see again." Jesus said, "Go, your faith has saved you." My dear brothers and sisters, although informed that Jesus was passing by, Bartimaeus demonstrated faith by using messianic title, "Jesus, Son of David." Some thought he was a nuisance and tried unsuccessfully to silence him. But his persistence paid off as Jesus stepped to attend to him. "Do not allow anyone to silence you," called Jesus. Let us pray. Father, watch over your family and keep us safe in your care, for all our hope is in you. Amen. I still remain your servant, Reverend Father Felix Chiebafo. The peace of the Lord be with you.
Amen. And the peace of the Lord be with your spirit too, Father Felix.